Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps.
Tommy Lou Gehrig. Start dart.
I love Tommy.
No biggie.
Dude's dog's damage.
I believe in positive Tommy.
Oh, I've been working nights.
They call me Tommy the Rationalizer.
We all know Tommy Lugauer is a generational talent.
It's After Hours with Tommy Lugauer on The Fan.
Say it, honey.
All right, let's go. Tommy Lugauer. Lugie. The greatest playoff victory of my lifetime for the Knicks. 888-808-1019. As we all try to catch our breath, although it's going to be a little bit harder for me now after I was just screaming like that, but I'm pumped up. I'm excited because we just witnessed greatness. We just witnessed the greatest playoff victory, certainly of my lifetime, in 40 years on this planet. One of the greatest fourth quarter performances, not only as a team, but individually from Jalen Brunson. Down 22 with, 7 minutes to go? The Knicks come roaring back. Tie the game up. And ultimately goes to overtime. And then they completely and utterly boat raced the Cavs in overtime. It's impossible not to think about last year and everything that went wrong down the stretch in game one at home in the Eastern Conference Finals. And then fast forward a year later, and everything that went wrong last year went right for the Knicks this year, including luck, because last year, the Halliburton shot that basically hit the roof of Madison Square Garden and then went in, which is just one of the craziest shots in history and one that haunts the dreams of myself and my fellow Knicks fans. Here we are a year later. The ball bounces in for Shamet. The ball goes in and out for Merrill and the Cavs to the point where Breen almost called it a game winner, because it was in. It basically popped right out. The basketball gods smiling on the Knicks. A franchise and a fan base that has been starving for this type of run. Starving for this type of win. With so many brutal, awful, bad, gut-punching, devastating playoff losses through the years. If you're old enough to remember the championships and you were alive, that's great. But for many of us out there, we weren't. And all we have seen is playoff heartbreak, ultimately. And tonight was trending in that direction. It really was a situation, ultimately, where the Knicks played sloppy basketball, turning the ball over left and right, couldn't hit a shot. Clearly a team that was rusty. Clearly a team that looked like a group that hasn't played basketball in over a week. And as far as the Cavs, at the end of the game, they look like a team that had played too much basketball recently. Back-to-back seven-game series. Because with about 7 minutes left. And let me just thank the sports loser. That sports loser himself. Because obviously Jalen Brunson, one of the great... And I'm not talking about Jalen, by the way. I'll get to the sports loser in a second here. Jalen Brunson put the cape on and had the single greatest fourth quarter performance that I have ever seen from a Knick in the playoffs. Absolutely was cooking dudes out there. Specifically, that sports loser, James Harden. Because as soon as he started taking over in the fourth quarter and shooting the ball and doing it and turning it over and couldn't guard anybody, it opened the door for the Knicks. I've said it over and over and over again. Go get the tape and play it back from now to the end of eternity, when you, and I said it right when the Cavs did it, you trade for that sports loser, James Harden, and you get what you deserve. It might not be in the first round, it might not be in the second round, but at some point, he will torpedo your basketball team because he's a loser when it comes to sports. A gutless loser. And that's exactly what happened tonight. And I was in my text chain with all my friends. I'm like, let Harden keep shooting, let Harden keep shooting, let Harden keep shooting. How you get away from Donovan Mitchell and how he doesn't take the last shot of the game is beyond me, and Atkinson doesn't call a timeout. So the Cavs were just completely clueless down the stretch. And the Knicks took full advantage of that as Jalen Brunson completely took over this game. And how about Mikal Bridges? Mikal Bridges, who went from his lowest point as a Knick. Game three against the Hawks, 0 points. 0 points. Four turnovers. He had more turnovers than points, rebounds, and assists combined. And since then, slowly but surely, took a couple games to get going, but he was turning around right out of the, you know, a couple games in, and then, boom, took off. And ever since then, Bridges was arguably the best player on the floor for the Knicks in the Sixers series, and he was once again down the stretch during this incredible comeback. Bridges, once again, was unbelievable. Unbelievable. Defensively, the Knicks look like a totally different team with 7 minutes to go in the game. A totally different team from 7 minutes to the end of overtime. They completely put the clamps on the Cavs. The rust finally wore off. The rust wore off. Brunson put on the cape, and that sports loser, James Harden, does what he does all the time. Lose. Because that's what he is. So congratulations, Cleveland. He got you this far. Now you're going home. You could basically burst out the brooms. I said it was going to be in five, probably going to be in four now. We avoided the no biggie game. Because that's exactly what I would have said coming on the air. If the Knicks had lost by 30, I was going to say no biggie. Because it is no biggie. Because they're better than this team. They have more heart. The Cavs are gutless. I've been saying that forever. I'm sure Evan has those tapes. I've been calling them the gutless fraudulators forever. Because that's what they are. Not Donovan Mitchell. He's not. But the rest of those dudes are. Spitting all over the place. I got slobber all over my papers. That's okay. Who cares? I'm the only one in here. I'm so fired up. And if you were at the Garden tonight, number one, give me a call. 888-808-1019. I am so envious and jealous of you that you were at the Garden. Because you got to witness one of the great sporting events and wins in the history of this town. The history of this city. That's what you witness. At the greatest arena in the world, the Mecca, world's most famous, you got to see one of the greatest playoff victories ever. That's how remarkable it was. And you got to see one of the greatest fourth quarter comebacks and performances individually by Jalen Brunson that you will ever see in your life. And when you consider last year, how it went down in game one, the shot by Halliburton that hit the roof went in, and then you consider the bounces that the Knicks got at the end of the game. They certainly didn't get any to make up the deficit, but at the end of the game, the Shamit, boom, three, looked like it was about to rim off, went in, and then the Cavs attempt at the end of the game was basically three quarters down and then popped up. The stars have aligned. It's a team of destiny. This is their year. Because when things like this start to happen, number one, they're a great team. And it took them a little bit of a while to get going and knock off the rust. But then at the end of the game, even after the Mobley three, which kind of stopped the bleeding, the Knicks bounced right back. And yes, it helps that you're playing gutless frauds. That's what you're playing against. That certainly helps. Because that's exactly who Cleveland is. And that's exactly why I thought the Knicks would steamroll them in this series. Now, that didn't happen tonight. They didn't technically steamroll them. But they certainly steamrolled them from about 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter to the end of overtime. And now, good luck if you're Cleveland picking yourself up off the mat and finding a way in this series. Because now you have a night in New York to think about it, which is never good, especially for guys like James Harden. I'm sure he's not going to go watch tape in his off day. And the Knicks are riding about as high as you possibly can be riding. What a win, what a night, and what a run this team is on. They took a massive punch in this game. And they look like they were down and out. Sloppy basketball, turning it over left and right, couldn't hit any three-pointers. I thought I was going to have to sit here for 3 hours on the radio and take calls. Why'd they keep taking three-pointers? Why'd they keep taking three-pointers? Because that's their offense. That's why. And three-pointers, a bunch from Bridges, Shamet, Brunson. That's what got them back in the game. And JB completely cooking James Harden out there. And this is what you get from the NBA. You do see runs like this and leads blown like this. Thankfully, this time it wasn't the Knicks on the wrong side of it, because we have been on the wrong side of it before. That's for sure. And going back to last year, game one against the Pacers, the Halliburton shot, and that set the tone for that series. That set the tone. And here we are a year later, and the bounces went their way. The shots went in. Brunson took over. Bridges, incredible again. And it's a completely different script 1 year later. And the Cavs will not recover from this. They will not. I thought this series would go five. I might change it to four now. I might change, because I was giving him the gentleman's sweep, because I do love Donovan Mitchell. And he played his ass off. They went away from him at the end of the game because that's smart. You know what? Let's not go to Donovan Mitchell. Let's go to James Harden. That's brilliant. That's brilliant. I would have sent James Harden to a strip club with about 7 minutes left and said, sit down. We don't need you out here. He's a loser. I don't know how to say it any harsher in a sports sense. Obviously, he's made it in life. The guy's going to be in the Hall of Fame, basically, but he's not a winner at all. He just doesn't have it inside. But you know who does? Jalen Brunson. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. We will get to all your calls. We have a ton of time here on After Hours. Hours and hours and hours to take your phone calls. Nick Reaction, if you were at the game, love to hear from you. The phone number to join the conversation, 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Positive Tommy here in the late night. It is Loogie here in the late night. A very happy, a very exciting, a very historic night in New York sports. And we'll break it down and get your reaction coming up. It's After Hours here on 1126 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer.
Extremely dude heavy.
That's right. 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call. A thrilling, a historic, a just edge of your seat, a night you will never forget. As a Knicks fan, as a member of the Coalition of Knicks Haters, and it was very fitting that their leader, Evan Roberts, was in the building tonight shoving a camera in McGlagagal's face all night. I hope Evan has a nice drive home. Perhaps he's doing a drive home Rico to drown his sorrows and avoid the Knicks and not listen to me. But if he is listening, Evan, I hope you enjoyed the game. Because you, my friend, were a part of history as well. The Fan Focus. It's presented by Chef IQ. Watch the game, not the grill. Get your gear at chefiq.com. Look, Brunson is going to get a lot of accolades here, and rightfully so. I mean, he is the star of the team. His performance in the fourth quarter was absolutely breathtaking. It was absolutely historic, heroic, all the superlatives you want to throw out there. But how about Landry Shamet? a guy that it just befuddled me last year that he was not getting minutes. It really, I just couldn't wrap my brain around it. I'm like, this is a pro's pro. He's been in some big games. He could hit threes. Play this guy. I was screaming it all the time last year. I just couldn't understand not playing Shamet. And obviously he went through the injury this year, but much like a Clarkson, much like an Alvarado, he's a pro. And when called upon, he stepped up game three when Anunoby was out against the Sixers. And then tonight, once Shamet checked in, the Knicks outscored Cleveland by 24 points. And Shamet was 3 for 3 from beyond the arc. He was absolutely amazing. Even Mike Brown said it. Brown said Shamet, quote, the difference in the ballgame on both ends of the floor was Landry Shamet. So Brunson is definitely going to get all the flowers because he's Jalen Brunson. But the Knicks would not have won this game without Landry Shamet. And this is why you play your bench. This is why you play your bench throughout the year. This is why you have a team that is 10 deep for moments like this. The Cavs were out of breath, and the Knicks weren't. Where in other years, the Knicks had nothing left in the tank in these games. That's why they blew leads. But now they have plenty. If anything, they took it and kicked it into a different gear with 7 minutes left. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It's after hours, Lugie in the late night here on The Fan. Let's kick it off with Mike in Brick. What's going on, Mike?
Tommy, man. Listen, bro. What just happened? The Knicks were down by 20 in the third quarter. And they came back storming.
Well, forget that. They were down 22 in the fourth quarter. Forget the third quarter.
Yes,
I mean,
sir.
They were down. And listen, that's an eternity in the NBA. I know that feel like when you say that out loud, it's like, wow, they were down 20. But that is an eternity. But you still have to do everything right on both ends of the floor. And that's exactly what the Knicks did. This is one of those nights, Mike, where you'll replay it in your head over and over again and go, did I just see what I just saw? Like, this is like last year in game one, except that didn't go the Knicks' way in the Eastern Conference Finals. But here we are a year later, and it did go their way. But both games are just like, you're talking to yourself all night and the next day because you're like, did I just witness that? And you did, in fact, witness it.
I will remember this game for the rest of my life.
Yep.
I really will. And I don't want to interrupt you because I want to have a conversation with you. I have two TVs because I'm fortunate enough. I put on The Sopranos, and we put on the Pine Barrens episode.
What, the greatest episode in the history of The Sopranos, which is saying a lot because it's one of the greatest TV shows of all time. But the Pine Barrens with Paulie and Chrissy Lost in the Woods is one of, I think, the greatest. It is the greatest episode in The Sopranos.
And then I came back 5 minutes later. I went and grabbed a beer, went to the bathroom, and then My friend and my wife came back and said, hey, you may want to look at this. And I thought we were going down 0-1. And I was like, okay, whatever. We all sat down on the couch. I am so grateful for this Knicks team. I am so grateful for life and this Knicks team.
No, you got to be, Mike.
Jalen Brunson's the man.
Yeah, no, absolutely, Mike. And I'm glad you had a great night. Not only did you get to watch the greatest episode in the history of The Sopranos, he killed 16 Czechoslovakians. Guy was an interior decorator. His house looked like bleep. Not only did you... And what's your plan? Eat ketchup packets? Not only did you watch the greatest episode in the history of The Sopranos, you got to see history. History. As the Knicks stormed back down 20-plus points mid-fourth quarter, Brunson puts the cape on. You got the best of both worlds. Had a brewski. I don't know if you said you had a hamburger. Maybe you had a cappuccino after. I didn't hear the full menu. But you had a great night. We all did. Because even the coalition, even the Knick haters, they understand what they watched. And that was history. Let's go to Tommy in Brooklyn. What's up, Tommy?
Lugie, that was the greatest Knick win of my lifetime, brother.
Yep.
And I'm
same.
so glad Nick Hader, Evan Roberts was there to see it. Oh, I'm going to score the Met game there. Good. I'm glad he saw it. He will never see the Nets do what the Knicks did tonight, and I'm so happy that the Knicks did what they did tonight, bro. All I want to say to the Cavs is welcome to New York City, brother.
Absolutely, Tommy. And that was just one of those nights, like I said, historic. You'll tell your kids about it. You'll tell your grandkids about it. If you're like me and you don't have either, I'll tell my cat about it when I get home. I don't think he'll care because he doesn't know what's going on, but he's going to listen. Because my wife will be sleeping. The only person that'll be up, and not that he's a person, the only thing that'll be up in my apartment when I get home is my cat. So I'm going to sit down and have a nice conversation with my cat and tell him about Jalen Brunson, Landry Shamet. We're going to have a big chuckle about that sports loser, James Harden. And we're going to celebrate what is the first of four wins here, sending the Knicks to the NBA Finals. I tweeted it out before the game, you know, earlier today, and I said, listen, as Knicks fans, we've waited 27 years to see our team get back to the finals. The wait is over. Knicks in five. And I might change that now to four, because Cleveland's not going to get off the mat here. They're done. 888-808-1019, that is the phone number to call. It's after hours. It is Loogie in the Late Night here on The Fan. Let's go to Chris in Farmingdale. What's up, Chris?
Loogie! Go New York! Go New York! Go! Go New York! Go New York! Go!
Now, Chris, let me hold. Now, I assume you watched every second of this game, like we all did.
No, you got, yeah, I think the screener just exposed me, which I'm going to about tell you.
Well, hold on.
I need you to violate me.
What? No, well, I'm not going to violate you, but we're just going to have a conversation. You probably said the wrong word. Yeah, no, there's no, maybe sports violation, but there's no violating on this show.
No, absolutely.
I know it's after, but we're not going to violate anybody. But are you telling me out loud here on the, you're going to admit to the tri-state area here that you turned the game off?
I did, and if it weren't for a friend, I wouldn't have turned it back on.
Wow.
I never do this. I really never do it. I'm die hard. I go hard. You know, I go hard at my teams. I take the loss. I take it like a champ. But I let all the past struggles of the season and the way we lose these games and past years, and as a suffering Knicks fan for my existence of my lifetime, I let it all go into one game and say, okay, they're not ready. I was just getting flustered. Oh, we're not ready for this team. And if it weren't my friend saying, dude, JB's on fire, I turned the game on, and I turned it on just as they were down by five. Like, what did I do? I really thought, like, I mean, it's you look at it, you know, from a reasonable perspective, down 22 with seven and change left, you're like, all right, yeah, they just don't have it. And I'm on chat with people, and they're like, yeah, the game's over, but we're killing people, killing Brown, killing this, oh, Brunson's not showing up. What's Towns doing there? And, you know, I did turn it back on. They were still down. I turned it back on. I stuck with it. I'm like, all right, I shouldn't have done that. And I really can't, you know, cheer with the rest of the crowd tonight because I didn't earn tonight's win.
But, well, listen, Chris, I for one forgive you. And look, we had another caller
really
that said, another caller said he was watching The Sopranos. Here's what I would say, my friend. You're not alone. I'm sure there are some people like you that turn the game off. I was talking to a buddy of mine who's a diehard Knicks fan who just stuck through them through the years watching all the crap basketball, never turning the game off. He said he was one possession away from going to wash the dishes. The Knicks were like 55-1 to win at that point, you know, on the money line. I was checking the FanDuel app. So they were on the ropes, to say the least. So I understand where you're coming from, and it's okay, Chris. I give you just my blessing, so to speak, I guess. Although there's only really one sports pope, so I can't really give you a sports blessing. But don't hang your head in shame. Don't. But it's a lesson to Chris. It's a lesson to others. Don't turn the game off. Because you never know what you might miss. Especially in the playoffs. Stick with it. Stick with it. Because if you watched every single second of that, which I did, of course, and if you were in the building for that, and you watched every play, it is something that you will remember forever. It is ingrained in your brain. Because we saw greatness, we saw history, and we saw a night in New York sports that will live forever. Because the Knicks are going to the finals. They're going to wrap this series up quite quickly. and will always remember because it's been 27 years, long years too, long, long, long years in the making. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It's After Hours, Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan. Let's go to Bo in Far Rockaway. What's up, Bo?
Let's go! Tommy, unreal! Jalen Brunson is him! And Legend Shaman, how about him? Well, you know, Donovan Mitchell, 3-for-3 from deep. He's a game changer! I was shooting my friends, I turned to them, I said, put him in! We need a spark! We put him in! Next to the finals! Let's go!
Bo, I love the intent. And he tried. You know what, Bo? I want to hug you. Was that Bo Bichette, by the way? I was almost thinking that might have been Bo Bichette. I want to hug you for a couple reasons. Number one, love the passion. Number two, love the enthusiasm. Number three, you dropped the mic. You pulled the Costanza. You left on a high note. Because if you had wanted more from that, then it would have been for less of a phone call. But the fact that you stuck the landing, dropped the mic, left on a high note, that's what I love. That's what I love. Because we're going to have conversations tonight. But tonight is a night for screaming. It's a night for wake your kids up type of night. The heck with them. Are they even in school still? It's Memorial Day. They still go to school this late in the year? What are they learning? Nothing. So come on. Give them the summer off at this point. This is a wake your kids up type of night. And I'm sure many did. Because you can't watch a game like this in silence. That's for sure. This is a game that you jump out of the roof. Because it was just absolutely unreal, unreal to watch. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. We'll get back to everybody's calls. We have 2+ hours to just talk Knicks, and bathe in this incredible, incredible evening and incredible basketball that we saw late in that fourth quarter. Not only from Brunson, not only from Shamet, not only from Bridges, but this entire Knicks team that is built different. They are a team of destiny. The stars have aligned. 27 long years. Waiting for these type of moments. Because the Knicks have been on the wrong end of a lot of these, especially lately. And I've seen so many gut-punching, heartbreaking, lose sleep losses in my life. And now I'm not going to sleep, but for a different reason. Well, number one, I'm up late. I don't get home till 4 in the morning. But number two, because I'm so damn excited. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It's After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer, Lugie in the Late Night here on 1147 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer.
It's hard.
It's going to be even harder during the Knicks. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. What a just a night that you'll never forget. And one of the things that I loved about tonight, and we're going to get an opportunity to hear this man's voice, not only throughout this series, but the next series. And we are potentially on the verge of the first ever triple bang. Because Mike Breen has said, you know, if the Knicks win a championship, that's when you bust out the triple bang. We know he does the bang. He'll occasionally bust out the double bang. But if they win the championship, that's when you get the triple bang. So let's take a listen to Mike Breen. There's so many plays to pick from here, but I want to hear the Shamet 3, Paulie. So you can grab that. I'll cue it up here. We're going to take a listen now to Mike Breen. This is the Shamet 3, and this to me is where the stars align, you get a little luck, the basketball gods are smiling on you. They frowned on you last year as Halliburton hit the roof and the ball bounced in. But that was not the case. This is a new year. This is a new Knick team, and this year's team is a team of destiny.
Knicks were down by 22 with 7.5 to play. Ananobi floats it over to Shamet. Shamet a three-pointer. It's good! Tie game with 44 seconds to go! What a bounce for Shamet! It's bedlam here at the Garden.
It's bedlam here at the Garden. I got, when I heard it live, I got goosebumps or some would say goose pimples when I heard that. Now, I get not doing a bang there because the ball looked like it was about to roll off. So you want to, the beauty of the bang is the timing of it. The bang! So could he have thrown in a later bang there? Perhaps. But the bedlam at the Garden is just such an iconic call. And you know Mike Brown. Look, he's trying to be objective, but the heck with that. He's the Knick guy. Come on. And he's got to sit there with Richard Jefferson, so the heck with him. So Mike Brown felt that moment. I keep saying Mike Brown.
Yeah, it's coach.
I keep saying Mike Brown. I meant Mike Breen. Did I say Mike Brown the entire time?
No, it just started like 40 seconds ago.
Okay, well, no, 40 seconds ago. But I mean, so I've been saying it this entire time? You waited 40 seconds to tell me?
No, it was
You waited 40 seconds to tell me? You know I'm excited? You know I'm pumped up? You know I'm getting a little bots in the brain? You know I'm a little stunad sometimes? I've been saying Mike Brown for 40 seconds, and now you jump in?
I think Brown and Breen have the same letters in their list.
Shut up! I meant Mike Brown! I meant Mike Breen. I don't know who the hell I meant. Here's the bottom line. I love both of those gentlemen, and I want to give both of them a very big hug. Mike Breen has watched so much awful Knicks basketball through the years where, and we've heard from a lot of people tonight, I turned the game off. Think about all those years where the Knicks were bad. Even if you're a diehard fan, I'm going to turn the game off tonight. Or I'm going to skip a game. I just can't take it. They're so hideous. Mike Breen couldn't do that. Breen, along with Clyde, had to sit there, almost like, for, I guess, punishment, and watch hideous basketball for years. So for Mike to be on the call for this, for Mike Breen to be there and have these type of moments and have these type of calls, I'm so happy for him. I'm so happy for everybody that was there. Because this is what makes Knicks basketball great. Not just us as diehard fans, but all the celebrities, all the former players that always show up and show out. That's what makes this franchise, this fan base, so special. Because New York City, Madison Square Garden, there's nothing like Knicks playoff basketball. The stars just come out. It's just tons of them left. I mean, you get the regulars, of course, who are stars, but then you get a Lenny Kravitz. You get a ton of stars that come out. It's New York City. It's the greatest city in the world. It's the greatest arena in the world, in the middle of the greatest city in the world. And there's just nothing like it. The roof blew off that place tonight. And I am so jealous of everybody that was in that arena. The WFAN newsroom didn't exactly have the same type of energy. It's just me out there screaming and yelling. But to be at the Garden tonight, to feel that moment, must have been absolute. Like, that's a moment, and that's a game, where if you could bottle that up and sell it, you'd be a billionaire. You would be a billionaire. And if you do bottle it up and you don't feel like selling it, give it to me. I'll be a billionaire, and I'll get the heck out of here. You don't have to hear Loogie anymore. I'll be on a yacht somewhere with models left and right. That's where I would be. Because that feeling that you had as sports fans, as Knicks fans, it is just intoxicating. You are on cloud nine. You're not sleeping tonight. Because it's a moment in history. It's a moment in time that just stood still. That's how great it was. That's how special it was. Enjoy it. Enjoy this team. Enjoy this moment. Enjoy this run. Enjoy Knicks basketball, especially considering where it was for decades. And heck, even where it was a year ago. Remember how we were feeling after game one of the Eastern Conference Finals? And now think about where this team is at. Eight in a row. Just rolling through the playoffs. Three wins away from the finals. Seven wins away from immortality. And when you have moments like this, and you have games like this, and you have performances like this, you start to feel like a team of destiny. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. We do have some people online that were, or on hold here, I should say, that were at the game. that want to jump on. We will hear from them. We'll get all your Nick reaction. I got you for another 2 hours here on After Hours. So plenty of time. I promise we'll get to everybody. All your reaction. Everybody's hyped up. Everybody's pumped up. The phone number to join the conversation, 888-808-1019. If you can't get through and you want to just leave a message for me on Twitter, you can, at Tommy Lugauer. You spell Lugauer, L-U-G-A-U-E-R. It's After Hours. Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan.